Hello, Life Transformational Self-Help Production listeners. I'm your host, Wilhelmina. We already completed just about 4 months of the year, and I am praying that your 2024 is sun-kissed with the overwhelming love and favor of God. So we'll begin this episode with bringing a shift into the atmosphere of our mindset with the thoughts of gratitude and for receiving God's blessings. In His presence, there is fullness of joy, love, peace, forgiveness, deliverance, and protection. So enter in at your own discretion and let the healing process begin. We'll open with prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for this opportunity that you have given us with opening our eyes once again and allowing us to be in your presence. Forgive us of our sins and restore your love, joy, and peace to all who may be feeling as though all hope is lost. Father God, download in me everything that you need me to share with our listeners, the revelation and even manifestations of things, which points to clear direction so that they would be drawn into a relationship with you. Father God, in the name of Jesus, heal all who may be mentally, physically, emotionally, and or financially unstable. Father God, in the name of Jesus, open the eyes of the hearts of all of our listeners so that they can see who and what they are to become and walk in their gift this year at this moment in time, and also to draw closer in relationship to you and with you. Help them to make preparations for a change which would lead to their prosperity, as well as move in and out and hear your directions to stay conscious. Help our listeners to understand that it is according to their faith that the impossible becomes possible. Forgive every one of their sins and pour out your spirit over and into their lives, causing the eyes of their hearts to be open and active to the hearing of your voice, and in fulfilling your will, preparing and establishing them to wait for great expectations upon having a prosperous and greater outcome than what they have perceived in their past. Teach every listener your way of thinking so that everything they say or do will be the manifestations of what your hopes, dreams, and promises are for their lives through your will and not of their own. Cause a shift to happen in their perceptions of how they have once thought and bring it into a reality of prosperity through guiding them into living every day in the now, because it is in the now that you are moving. Father God, I love you. We praise you, give you all the glory, all honor, and we thank you. In your mighty, 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 mighty name, Jesus, amen. So, before we start our episode, I am acknowledging that the music you hear in the background is not mine. It is actually music that's being played from YouTube, and the video is Chris Garcia. It's music he's playing. I just have it in the background as a filter. Today's title is Open Doors. Reflect on everything negative that has happened in your life or is happening now. And it should bring you to the conclusion of open doors. As we begin this episode, take into consideration that the enemy shows no mercy. How quickly we are to forget that there are things we are to put down and not pick up again. In such instances, we do it, but as time passes, we find ourselves repeating the same pattern of old, or we pick up another unhealthy habit, which brings us back into agreement with the kingdom of darkness, and now you're feeling the effects of these choices. I don't know if you know that it is open access, unattended to, which means an open door without your knowledge. Open doors are agreements attached to the presence of evil and opens you, the believer, up for attacks, which gives Satan a reason to claim ownership of you. If you're living in disobedience, this is an agreement to Satan and his demons to do whatever they want with you until you understand what is happening and repent. Renounce that sin and never return to it. Close the doors to Satan and his demons to gain access for attacks spiritually. Sometimes it is because we may have forgotten why we are not to do whatever it is, meaning that we have become unconscious, meaning we're sleeping. Our body may be awake, but our mind is asleep about it. A lot of our illnesses arises from poor diet habits, which leaves an open back door for demonic activities to enter in. In such cases, he uses strongholds, tormenting, oppression, depression, confusion, and there are many more tools which we are sometimes ignorant about. What I mean about the open door for poor diets, so a lot of our illnesses come from our poor choices. We have to make good choices. And for instance, eating candy, eating potato chips, eating pizza, eating things that are not healthy, in which we don't even know what could be put in our foods. Eating high sugars. When I go to the store, I check labels, and there is one particular type of sugar that I find in just about everything we eat, and that is I have to kind of think about what the name of the sugar is. Ask the Holy Spirit to help me. Maltodextrin is in all of our snacks. It's in regular food that's prepared, every food that is prepared and distributed for you to warm up in the microwave. Maltodextrin is really, really bad for you. If you really want to know more about it, so you can make a healthy choice, a healthy agreement, there is a video about what sugar does to you. And that's medically. It makes it where we're unable to fight diseases. And so the enemy chooses to enter through the back doors of our mind In Scripture, John 10:10, it describes him as a thief which cometh not but for to steal and to kill and to destroy. I come that they might have life and that they might have it more abundantly. So choosing to not come into agreement with the kingdom of darkness and choosing to come into agreement with God's righteousness, holiness, sanctification, purification, and righteousness. You are choosing to close the doors on the enemy. Did you remember to turn forward the lock on the back doors of your soul? Meaning, did you make sure that the thief doesn't gain access to your sound mind, emotions, distracting you from your purpose? Back to our topic, open doors. Here are some questions for thought. When you leave your house or apartment to travel to the grocery shop across town, if you knew that there is a thief in the area, would you forget to lock any of your windows or doors? The answer is no. If you weren't aware of the thieves, you would need to think like a thief and ask if there is a thief and that I must check to see if I'm covered. And the Holy Spirit is our covering. Guard against any negative access, unhealthy or unwanted entries to the doors of your soul. When God identifies, recognizes, and prescribes a prescription for deliverance for you, you must be obedient, paying close attention, and remembering the sin cycle you were on will help you to not repeat that sin or any sin similar, because the enemy will bring that sin to you again, but differently. Learn to recognize when the enemy is snooping around your back door. He knows when to approach you with the enticement of your heart. In 1 Samuel chapter 15, verse 22 to 23, Samuel said, "Hath the Lord as great delight in burnt offerings and sacrifices, as in obeying the voice of the Lord? Behold, to obey is better than sacrifice, and to hearken than the fat of rams. For rebellion is as the sin of witchcraft, and stubbornness is as iniquity and idolatry. Because thou hast rejected the word of the Lord, he hath also rejected thee from being king." So, the moral to this message is, don't forget what God has told you to put down and never pick back up again. And if you remember, you won't go through the same cycle, and you won't reap the consequences of that sin, feel the effects of that sin. We only get attacks when we're not lined up with the will of God, or we come into agreement with something which is in opposition of what God has spoken. When God speaks a word and he tells you to change it, we are to change it. Just as Samuel says, when the Lord called his name, here I am, Lord. So shall we say, yes, Lord, I'll be obedient. Now is the time for us to transition into our next phase of the program, of this podcast episode. I'm bringing to you an invitation for you to be a part of one of the greatest kingdoms ever. I mean, a great leader, an awesome, loving, peaceful, beautiful, and words can't even express enough the greatness coming from this King, Jesus Christ, my Savior, that I am so grateful. I'm so well pleased to call him my Savior, call him my God, my El Shaddai, my Adonai, my Yeshua, my Yahweh, and to call him my everything. Because I have everything in him. This is your opportunity to pray this prayer confession with me. Heavenly Father, forgive me for going against your will and doing things my way. My will I submit to thee, and I choose to walk in victory. I know and I believe that Jesus died and rose on the third day for me. And I'm asking you to come into my life and direct my path towards your righteousness, your sanctification, your holiness, your purity, and your righteousness. My hopes and dreams are in you. You, Father, are the source and the only source for making my hopes, dreams, visions, and destiny a reality. It is according to my perceptions of who you are that I may increase. For I know that my God is bigger than anything. In you I have my being, and without you I have nothing. For you are the very breath that I breathe. So I pour out my praise to you. Father God, I surrender every area of my life to you. That is my will. And if I'm holding back anything, Holy Spirit, bring it to clarity so I can surrender everything to you, God. I surrender my life to you now and forever. In the mighty name of Jesus, amen. So now that you have prayed this prayer and your belief in Jesus, and you're on the straight and narrow, you're walking now, you are saved, and it's saved by grace. You have salvation in Jesus. That is not the only thing. It is only the beginning of what's to be completed. It is necessary that you be water baptized, which is our symbol, which shows that we've been born into the body of Christ, that we're taking on his burial and resurrection as our identity in Christ. It's a newness of life. And I must receive the Holy Spirit, which is the completion of our sealed promise from Jesus. For by one Spirit are we all baptized into one body, whether we be Jews or Gentiles, whether we be bond or free, and have been all made to drink into one Spirit. This is found in the book of 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 13. So this invitation is not only to the Jews, it is to the Gentiles, which is you and I. That is to everyone who is a believer, who believes in Jesus Christ, who accepts Jesus as their Savior. As you can see, Paul, who was Saul, is a good example. He was not a Jew, he was a Roman. The Holy Spirit is our only way of escaping and having liberty, freedom, and peace of mind for temporarily living in this world. Today, if you are unsure, or you may be struggling with sin, or with which way to turn, which way is the best way to go, now is the time for you to reflect on what your future will look like because of the choices and decisions you make on this day. So I need you to really reflect on right now. We are in the end times, and we don't have any time to waste on anything negative. And the enemy tries to put place things as a distraction to keep us from walking in our purpose. Not only walking in our purpose, but also to kill off the seed that God has planted in the promise. But the enemy cannot kill off a seed that God has already blessed. You have a calling on your life. That means that you're going to fulfill what God sent you out to fulfill. The enemy cannot stop us. And it's just a lie that he projects. He projects confusion on us. He projects unhealthy feelings on us, negative thoughts to keep us from growing, to divide us and separate us from God. But it speaks in Scripture. It is written that nothing shall separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus, our Lord and Savior. So this is not a time for you to turn your back on God, but an opportunity to receive him while he's near. And if you receive him and then you look back, it's saying that you're not fit for the kingdom. And this is what Jesus said unto him. No man having put his hand to the plow and looking back is fit for the kingdom of God. This is found in the book of Luke, chapter 9, verse 62. You may be wondering when it will be the right time to receive the Holy Spirit. So, as you begin to listen in on this podcast episode, it became the time at that moment. And as you are sitting and you getting this information, now is the time. And that's 0 to 5 seconds, because everything else falls into memory afterwards, makes it a delay of gratification. Choose ye today whom you will serve. The question is, will it be God or will it be man? Meaning, will it be the world? Will you come in and do and be faithful to what God needs you to do? Or are you going to continue to walk in the world, come into agreement with what the world offers, which is a negative path? And if it seem evil unto you to serve the Lord, choose ye this day whom you will serve, whether gods which your fathers served that were on the other side of the flood, or the gods of the Amorites, in whose land ye dwell. But as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. And this is found in the book of Joshua 24, verse 15. So, let's do a little bit of reflecting over your life right now. And you may be coming to a point where, you know, you're tired of doing whatever you was doing. And you're rethinking to make a change. Change what you used to do. So, if things have not changed or gotten better, or you begin to prosper, and things may have gotten out of control, you may be in a situation where it's turmoil, or it could be where you're being oppressed or being depressed by the spirit by the spirit of darkness. And things that is out of control, it means that it's time for you to come out of the comforts of darkness, which brings on fear, doubt, worry, shame, unbelief, and all negativity that you have made a home with. You know that fence of security that you've been holding onto, and step out with trusting God 100% and leave all the negative stuff behind. Just trust God, follow His directions. And make sure you get filled with the Holy Spirit, because the Holy Spirit is what's going to help guide you. Now, if you choose not to do so, that is one way of choosing defeat over victory. Our victory is in Jesus, is in righteousness, holiness, purification, sanctification, and it is in the name of Jesus. Defeat comes from the enemy, who causes us to come into agreement with whatever he's doing, because he tries to make it look beautiful, try to make it seem that it's right. But in the Bible, it says there are a way that seems right to man, but to God, it is sin. So, it is a way of you saying that you're going to keep one foot in heaven and the other in hell, just in case you miss out on your opportunity for God to prosper you. Taking this type of risk could cause you to miss the rapture. This is double-minded thinking. Remember, James 1:8 says, a double-minded man is unstable in all his ways. So, double-mindedness will cause you to do anything without giving it a thought. And that makes you dangerous to not only yourself, but others around you. So, when I speak of that, that's meaning that you are accountable for the choices you make, whether it has been in the past or in the present, and you have no one else to blame for that choice or decision you made but yourself. Don't be deceived by double-minded thinking. This is impossible. So stop allowing the enemy to feed you his lies. Just in case you didn't know, he is the father of lies. Ye are of your father, the devil, and the lust of your father ye will do. He was a murderer from the beginning, and abode not in the truth, because there is no truth in him. When he speaketh a lie, he speaketh of his own. That means his own selfishness. For he is a liar and the father of it. It's found in John chapter 8, verse 44. So we can't serve God and serve man or serve the world. We can't worship two gods. Either we love one or end up hating the other. Adoration of one feeds contempt for the other. You can't worship God and money. Both. This is found in Matthew 6, verse 24. So choose wisely today. Because that day you choose to step back into sin or turn and go the opposite of what God has planned for your life could become the darkest day of your life and could cost you more than physical things, which we think is important. Physical things are not important because those things pass away. It's what's in the spiritual realm, which is will last. It will continue to live forever. And that means, that's the meaning that if you speak words, if you speak something negative to somebody or about someone, those words go into the spirit realm and they stay there. We're going to be judged according to our actions and what we've done and our words, how we thought, and if we have done what God asks us to do. So, and it will cause us to miss the greatest of them all in eternity in heaven where we belong. If you're looking for a true reality, here is what is to come. Then shall the dust return to the earth as it was, and the spirit shall return unto God who gave it. This is found in Ecclesiastes chapter 12. Verse 7, your body returns to the earth from which it came, and your spirit will be returned to God. And there will be your spirit and soul stand before God, waiting for the judgment for what was done in this life right now. Your spirit makes up who you are, not your physical body. If you grasp onto this concept, you will have an understanding of which direction you should go in this life. Don't wait too long before making a decision, because that decision could make your residency permanent in hell, the one place no one wants to be. Also remember that your choices define where your destiny lies, and to choose sin is to step out of alignment, headed towards death, and it is choosing to die not only physically, mentally, emotionally, but also spiritually. There are two deaths, the physical and spiritual death. With Christ, you only experience one death, and that is spiritual dying to self. But if you are in opposition of God's will for your life, you will experience dying twice, physically and spiritually, glorifying self. Spirit and soul unresting eternally in hell. For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. It's found in Romans chapter 6, verse 23. If you're finding yourself occasionally or habitually practicing any of these things that I mentioned, sexual immorality, which is any type of sex outside of marriage. Adultery is having any type of sexual relations with others outside of your marriage. And God honors marriage. Your marriage is a covenant or partnership between you and the one you've decided or chose to be in covenant with. Plus, God honors marriage between a man and a woman. My next subject is homosexuality, which falls under sexual immorality. It is having sexual pleasures and sex with someone of the same sex. So if you are practicing or living under the same roof, sleeping in the same bed, it is a type of shacking up. Also, fornication is another one, which is a deadly sexual sin against your own body. And if you are desiring or have already entered into a marriage with the same sex, it is still shacking up, fornication, playing house, living under the same roof, sleeping in the same bed. It is a type of shacking up also. And papers of a signed deal with the devil and his kingdom. You are coming into agreement with his perversity, a pervertedness. And another nasty habit is gossip. Talking negatively as well as positively about anyone without their consent, or shall we say using someone else's information as a conversation starter, and or to belittle or bully that person. And this can go on, etc., etc. So these are sure signs of demonic spirits riding your back. It's time to break the sin cycle. You know that saying, you are what you eat, meaning physically? Meditate on the fact that this is not entirely true, because you are spirit, soul, and body. So your body is affected by what you eat and isn't all of you. Therefore, your spirit and soul is affected by what you consume on a daily basis mentally and emotionally. Whatever you are watching on TV, whatever you are doing, it is what will become. Whatever you give your attention to, that's what you will become. Meaning that whatever you entertain, its spirit will come to live inside of you. And the very God of your peace sanctify you wholly. And I pray, God, your whole spirit and soul and body be preserved blameless unto the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. This is found in the book of 1 Thessalonians, chapter 5, verse 23. Like I have mentioned in previous episodes, that your body is a temporary housing, and that which can't be seen, spirit and soul, is forever or permanent. While we look not at the things which are seen, but at the things which are not seen. For the things which are seen are temporal, but the things which are not seen are eternal. This is found in 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 18. The choices you make today will have a positive or negative outcome on your purpose, and it changes the blueprint of your destiny. For your New Year's resolution, even though we are 4 months into the new year, make a declaration to walk in the fullness of God's presence and to renew your mind on a consistent basis by receiving a spiritual transplant, changing the heart of who you used to be to the spirit of who God is now. That's what we mean about heart. It's the spirit of you. When I speak of heart, this isn't a physical heart, but spiritual. It is the heart of who you are, which makes you who you are. Your new heart is the connection to being ready for the rapture, and you can't leave earth without it, or you will find yourself in a place unwanted or of uncertainty. Jesus answered, "Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except the man be born of water and of the Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God." This is found in the book of John, chapter 3, verse 5. So Nicodemus comes to Jesus to ask this question, and Jesus just reminds him that that he has to be born again. And Nicodemus is kind of confused, because he's wondering, how could I go into my mother's womb a second time? How could you be born again? Because he came out of the womb. And Jesus reminds him, except a man is born of water and of spirit, he wouldn't enter into his kingdom. So it is important that it is essential that we be born again. So now is the time for you to receive your transplant today, so you can stay connected to your true destiny and be prepared to lead and stay standing erect and being watchful and staying connected to the main source, which is God. And when the day of Pentecost was fully come, they were all with one accord in one place. And suddenly there came a sound from heaven as of a rushing mighty wind, and it filled all the house where they were sitting. And there appeared unto them cloven tongues, like as a fire, and it sat upon each of them. And they were all filled with the Holy Ghost, and began to speak with other tongues, as the Spirit gave them utterance. This is found in the book of Acts, chapter 2, verses 1 through 4. In other words, completing the equation, believing plus water baptism and receiving the Holy Spirit is the compass which continuously keeps us in position for reaching our heaven-bound destiny. In whom ye also trusted after that ye heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, in whom also after that ye believed, ye were sealed with that Holy Spirit of promise, which is the earnest of our inheritance until the redemption of the purchased possession unto the praise of his glory. This is found in Ephesians chapter 1, verse 13 through 14. Jesus is the only connection to eternal life, your new heart helping you in making the rapture and getting you into heaven. You may be wondering if it really takes all of this to wake up smiling with great joy and knowing you're free. Yes, it does. Take 100% of your dedication and prayer and participation for establishing your mood every day and being in the presence of God. That means fully engulfed in the presence of God. I promise you will not be disappointed, because God will always be there no matter what. He said, I will never leave you nor forsake you. Our connection to God is through prayer and the Holy Spirit. Humans are a spirit housed in a body, yes. The body you are possessing is a temporary housing, which means it is loaned out to you, because earth is not your home, and it doesn't make us who we are, but transports us from point A to point B. When we choose to live for God, our spirit connects with Holy Spirit, and the Holy Spirit guides or instructs us on how to fulfill the plan that God has for our lives. Receiving the Holy Spirit provides wisdom. It becomes your guide, the help in your times of need. It will be a compass for you when you can't see your way. He is your way for being kept, your strength and sustainability in times of uncertainty, such as now. For those of you who believe in Jesus and are living or professing to be living the Christian life, believing and walking a life does you no service if you're walking around without the Holy Spirit residing in you. Without the Holy Spirit, you are just a vessel without any power and a prey for our adversary, the devil. Holy Spirit gives us power and authority over all power and authority of the enemy. That means Satan and his demons. Understand that part. You see why you need the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is your engagement ring and down payment of God's promise to you. If you are already saved but haven't been filled with the Holy Spirit, or haven't gotten an opportunity to know Jesus on a personal level, this invitation is extended to you so that you could experience a spectacular celebration into living beyond what you could ever think, dream, or ask. With God is life prosperous and without limits. Glory to my Jesus, because he gives us everything that he has for us. He gives us his heart desires. His heart desires are beautiful, pure, prosperous. Gives us what is best for us and not what we think is best for us, because what we think is best for us is harmful and detrimental to our spirit and soul. Now that you have some clarity, about the Holy Spirit, why we need it, and its connection to us, how it operates. This is your opportunity to receive everything God has predestined for your life. Prosperity awaits you. Greatness awaits you. Love awaits you. Peace awaits you. Forgiveness awaits you. And healing awaits you. Open up and allow the Holy Spirit to fulfill your lifetime as he promised. On your journey to the rediscovering what possibilities could become a reality, you may want to ponder upon building a personal relationship with God. That's meaning studying your word, prayer, dedication every day. That means taking the time to be in the presence of the Lord. As we are ending this episode, please adventure over to the YouTube channel and listen to a song titled The Invitation by Nicholas and The Old Apple Tree by Shirley Caesar and the song Cycles by Jonathan Reynolds and the song No Greater Love, which is by the Mississippi Mass Choir, and also the song Tomorrow by the Winans, to get a reflection of how it will be when you stand before God and his extended love for you, when you decide to return from your backslidden state of mind and to become aware of the sin cycle and freeing yourself of it, and also the true love that someone been seeking. If you are looking for love, stop looking for it in the wrong places and look for it in Jesus' face. Because all the love in all the wrong places cannot fill the void in your life. No one else could fill your void but God. God is the missing piece to the puzzle. Missing piece to your puzzle. And understand that we are whole and complete in Jesus. Also, could you have the heart to share these episodes with your friends and family? All you have to do is direct them to the Anchor.fm app, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Breaker Podcast, Pocket Cast, Overcast, Google Podcast, and all platforms that this podcast may be on, even on the web, to register, to listen, download. If you or anyone you know would like to hear more episodes, please don't hesitate to click on the favorite, follow, and a subscribe button is located within the app. You will receive notifications of new published episodes. Also, I want to let you know, I extend my gratitude. I really appreciate each and every listener and every participant, the children, and to all of my first-time listeners, continuous listeners, as we are moving into approaching into almost the halfway mark of 2024. May your 2024 be sun-kissed, overflowing with the favor of God in your life, wonderfully blessed, prosperous, victorious, and full of God's presence working through you. Love you all. This concludes our episode. Thank you for listening. Your host, Wilhelmina. Have a blessed, prosperous, productive day, night, evening, morning, afternoon. Love you.